Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Wes, I know, really busy day. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, no problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So, Wes, which brother are you? The good brother in the mind of me or the bad brother? And now in the mind of Dan, I guess it's it doesn't matter. You're both good brothers because he's one of these pesky millennials charging for peanuts. You know, give me those peanuts. Put it on my card.
So, Wes, to clarify, I'd rather pay the 3.5% than go to a only cash-only place. But I also highly respect those that take credit cards and don't charge the fees. So where do you stand?
Yes. So I'm the guy who does not charge.
Yes, and it's, buddy, yes.
it's actually funny how the world has changed so much because, you know, 10, 15 years ago on the boardwalk, people be asking questions like a most commonly asked question was, do you guys take credit cards? Nowadays, I guess post-COVID era, all that kind of stuff, the first question people ask sometimes is, do you guys take cash anymore? Like it's flipped that much in the way the consumer spends now. So the people charging the 3%, my brother included, I mean, I certainly understand why they're doing it. It's definitely, we've chosen not to go that route, but I do get it. If that makes
sense. Sure. But, you know, the story indicated with your brother and for you too, then, if you can give us a ballpark, I think in the article it said it could be thousands of dollars a month or more that you owe back to the credit card company, right?
Yes and no. I mean, it's a lot of money back, but credit cards have always charged fees. It's just recently now the fees have just increased over time because I think you have things like Apple Pay. You see the way the consumer spends now, you know, they went from just using credit cards to now they're just using their phone devices and, you know, with Apple Pay and things like that. So you just see cash used less and less all the time. So I guess the credit card companies felt like, you know what, they're using us a lot more than they used to. So we're going to amp that fee up. So that's why you saw a lot of businesses not take credit cards over the years, which is totally an impossible thing now. But that's why you would see them not doing it in the past, because you always got whacked with the credit card fees. They're just more now than they used to be before. So it's not like it's like thousands of dollars and it was never that. It was always something. So, but I mean, it's a considerable cost, but that's just, that's the cost of doing business to us. I mean, to me, I mean, cost of goods are more than they used to be. Payrolls more than it used to be. I mean, my gosh, living in New Jersey, having a bag in the stores, triple what it used to be. So it's just one of those things that, unfortunately, if you're a business owner, you're met with a lot of different challenges financially that you didn't have in the past. And you know, for us, it was just, we just incorporate. You know, we don't incorporate that 3% into like raising our prices, but our prices, you know, you got to do a little bit more than a Keystone these days because of all the things I just said. Shipping costs are a lot more, all that stuff. There's so many costs that didn't exist 20 years ago, you know.
Yeah. Is there an item in your store that people say, boy, this is sticker shock? They understand inflation and all the stuff going on. Like, do you have beach chairs in your store?
Right. Yeah, so I barely carry beach chairs anymore. That was one of those things that was a COVID item that because it was shipped overseas and overseas shipping costs went through the roof during COVID, and, you know, beach chairs are big, bulky items. They literally doubled in price in 1 year. That's just something, I mean, I'm in a couple of different industries on the boardwalk. That was just an item. I carry it. I make like no money on it. It's almost just a convenience item for the customer to come in asking for a chair. I got to have one. But I no longer, it's not something that I count on as far as like a main source of my income anymore. For
so,
reasons like that.
So, Wes, look, I would use a debit card. Let's say I'll set an over and under here. And maybe you can tell us how far down this goes with people. If it was a $100 purchase, I still might pay cash for it, depending. But certainly, I don't get $5 things, and you're going through this. My producer believes that everything is so secure now. There's so many layers. Identity theft is never going to happen.
It's secure, yeah.
It's all secure.
It's better
than having
soggy bills in your...
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a degree of security, but am I right that, you know, cash, you have no risk if you're paying with cash?
Yeah, I mean, I would say things are very secure on the credit card front just by dealing with so many... I mean, I have stores in... three different towns, and my boutiques, my fashion boutiques especially, like, they're really high ticket items. So like there are a lot of credit card there, which is another reason why we don't do the convenience 3%, because 3% on like a $200 purchase is a huge cost to pass over to the consumer when they, you know, they don't realize that adds up like that. So I haven't had issues from a security standpoint. I just find that people just seem to not carry cash anymore when everything in their life is on their phone. You know, whip out that iPad, they just put the phone, or the iPad, they rip out their cell phone, they hover it above the screen, and it's done in 2 seconds, and it's like they haven't even thought about it.
I'd like to set up at the Surf Mall. We can have my producer, Dan, with his phone. I'll have my wallet, and it'll be like Doc Holliday, and he's Johnny Ringo. I'm going to shoot him down, getting that cash out. Quicker, paid with you and all right, my way than he is with this.
When you're working the cash register, yeah. Which I'm sure you do, Wes, being a great owner, what's quicker to move through the line? Is it people with the cash in their hand or the people with the credit card that just quickly swipe and move aside?
Oh, God.
You know what? It's so funny you say that because I'm so an autopilot used to people using credit cards now. When I'm on my POS system and you click the cash or credit option, I shoot myself in the foot. And before I even ask them, I'm already on the credit card screen. And then when they're like, we're going to pay cash, I got to go back and I got to cancel the transaction.
There you go. Yes.
So, I was in trouble, Dom.
So it should be cash, but I'm so used to people paying a credit card now. It's, it's probably you might get 1 in 8, like 8 to 10 sales that are cash. It's so
only 1 out of 8 to 10 sales are cash. Oh my God.
It's really that way now. Yeah. It's crazy how
Dan, you had something.
Yeah, so inside the mall, I don't know if this is one of your stores, but there's a t-shirt store, and then in the back you have the band t-shirts and all, but a common theme on the Ocean City Boardwalk is the trends, and it's very weird that it's almost like you're ahead of the trends, you go through all the Boardwalk stores. I've always been curious, as someone that's a proprietor of one of those stores, or I think you are, who's in charge of coming up with those sayings or what you display, and is it your job to stay on top of social media trends and all, to have like Hawk Tua out there or whatever's out there today?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Do you have that in your store?
No, my wife would kill me if I had that in the store. So
well, wait a minute. I was asking about her in a polite way, Wes. Kazmark, because yeah. I would think, look, we go to the Wildwoods now, but we love coming over to Ocean City too. I would think an Ocean City audience, she might not fly. Wildwood, I could see it more.
Yeah, for sure. Ocean City's, you're going to see people who just push the envelope with the freedom of speech and that kind of stuff. But definitely, certainly more of that kind of thing in Wildwood. That's not the brand of, or I don't want to just single out Wildwood, but let's just say that's not Ocean City's brand. Like, it's a family town, like, and it's just, you don't, you know, and I mean, I got an 18-year-old daughter, so there's just certain things. Like, I have my limits on money is not everything for me, you know. I would not want to make a quick buck on something like that.
So when it comes to displaying things, do you go to the 18-year-old daughter for what would be cool for the, you know, teenager?
So you know what? She's actually, I do. When it comes to the fashion business, which, I mean, I'm a guy. You know, I have the t-shirt store. I have the beach store. That stuff's no problem. When it comes to, like fashion stuff, my daughter is my target audience. She's excellent. I take her with me to trade shows. Yeah, she's very good.
Oh,
I actually let her with my wife sometimes. Yeah, very
so,
great.
So,
yeah.
So
family
you,
business. Totally.
Yeah, so you got this from your father. It was a surf theater in 79. He changed it into the Surf Mall, kind of handed it down to you guys. Is your hope to hand it down to the daughter eventually?
You know, I want them to make their own call on that. I definitely want them to at least, you know, try some other things before they, but it'll be there for them. You know, it would, certainly would be great retirement ticket for me, but I'm not looking that far down the road. It's kind of, this industry, you got to really want it, not just do it because it's there. I'm not complaining. I love what I do, but if you don't, this is not something you should do.
I hear you. What's your particular stores, Wes? What do you manage in the mall?
So I got T-shirt World, so all that kind of like printable Ocean City souvenir kind of stuff. I have a beach shop where you sell like, you know, boogie boards, skin boards, chairs, that kind of thing. And then I have a fashion boutique called The Birdcage that I have one in the mall and then one in Seattle, one in Stone Harbor.
Ah, anything in the Wildwoods, Cape May?
No, nothing there. Nope, that's just where. 3 is enough for me right now. Being in 3 towns, I'm talking to you in my van right now. I'm between inventory drops. It's kind of a grind to get, like, 3, you know, being in 3 different places is challenging enough. I don't think I'm taking a 4th.
All right. Well, work over your brother a little bit. Come on, give us a break here with the credit card stuff. But
I think he thinks I am. He very politely says, "I don't know what I'm doing on this one." So you know, listen, to each his own. You know what I mean? This is why we're partners when it comes to the building, but we're our own operators. He can do what he wants. I do what I do, and that's how it works. It worked real well that way.
Well, we're gonna stop in when we get over at Ocean City West. Thank you. Thanks so much. And if anything occurs to you that's a trend or whatever, we'll check in with you later in the summer. We'd love to hear what's going on. Wes Kazmark, owner of the Surf Mall on the Ocean City Boardwalk. What avenue is that on, Wes?
12th and Boardwalk.
Very nice, Wes. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Yep. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good 4th.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.